The 20th century was one of violence and terror. The century was marked by major wars, regional conflicts, and various acts of terror. Advances in weapons technology caused terrorist attacks to spread to much wider areas. Terrorists are now able to cause the deaths of thousands of people with a single touch of a button. They can shape the course of world politics while remaining unseen. These attacks against countries regarded as the world's major powers show that no nation is any longer immune to terrorism. Unless precautions are taken against it, terrorism will come to represent an even greater threat in the 21st century. So, what is the solution to terrorism? We shall be looking at the answer to that question in this film. September 11, 2001. The United States of America. 8:30 in the morning. People going to work. Going about their daily business. These attacks against two great American cities showed us the latest level reached by terrorism. Because this terrorist attack was perpetrated against the world's only superpower, at a completely unexpected time and in an unexpected way. In the days following the attack, there was an air of great fear and panic, the whole world over, particularly in America. However, this shock was swiftly overcome. And everyone began seeking an answer to the question, how are we to deal with terrorism? People realized they could face a terrorist attack at any time, anywhere. They realized that the aim of terrorism was to paralyze the life of society, to prevent people leaving their homes. In short, to create a society of fear. Terror is terror, no matter who commits it or how. The ruthless killing of thousands of innocent people in the World Trade Center. The poisoning of dozens of people in Japan. The targeting of innocent civilians in East Turkestan and Indonesia. The slaughter of more than 500,000 Hutus in Rwanda. The killing of defenseless people in Israel and Palestine. The loss of life inflicted by terrorist attacks in Turkey alone is of a terrifying dimension. Between August 15, 1984 and October 31, 2001, the number of terrorist attacks committed in Turkey was 21,866. 5,605 members of the security forces lost their lives. The number of civilians killed was 4,646. The total number of injured was around 24,000. Terrorism is not without a solution. Terrorism can be brought to an end by means of the elimination of its ideological infrastructure. The basis of this intellectual struggle consists of informing people about religious moral values. The love, affection, compassion, and tolerance these values impart will bring peace and security to the world. Terrorism chooses but one course of action to achieve its aims: acts of violence. In the mind of the terrorist, political disagreements and problems arising from ethnic and cultural differences can only be resolved by violence. Each group imagines it can only attain its objectives by ruthlessness and oppression. They claim that by these means they achieve right and justice. It is estimated that there are some 500 terrorist groups in the world. These include international criminal gangs that control the traffic in drugs, arms and prostitution, underworld organizations, perverted cults, and various radical groups that commit atrocities in the name of religion. In the present day, with the help of an experienced chemist, terrorists are capable of making a biological weapon that can threaten the lives of thousands of people. One of the earliest examples of this was the sarin gas attack on the Tokyo Metro system in 1995. Twelve people died in this terrorist attack by a perverted cult, and 5,500 more were injured. Subsequent investigations reveal that this cult had sought to make biological weapons in its own laboratories. This attack once again revealed the imminent threat that terrorism poses to the public. In an article headed, "Terrorists View Us as Targets, Not as Humans," the psychotherapist Philip Shard, a Journal Sentinel writer, describes terrorists' basic objectives in these terms. For most terrorists, their chief interest resides in effects, not persons. They are after the impact of the massacre, not the experience of the massacre itself. They destroy human beings because they believe doing so is the fastest and most direct route to that goal. Terrorists feel not the slightest pang of conscience at the death of others. On the contrary, the more innocent people die, the more successful they imagine themselves to be. They are quite capable of ruthlessly shooting at innocent people or hurling bombs at a defenseless public. Shedding blood becomes a source of pleasure for them. They cease being human and literally turn into wild beasts. God has cursed those with such a state of mind in the Quran and has revealed the fate that awaits them. But as for those who cause corruption in the earth, the curse will be upon them. They will have the evil abode. Ideologies and movements that suggest conflict and anarchy as the only means of achieving their own success constitute the starting point of terror. Darwinism, that regards mankind as an advanced form of animal, that links the progress of life to the struggle of survival in nature, that maintains that the strong will emerge victorious from that struggle and the weak will be crushed and eliminated, came up with the slogan, "The Struggle for Survival." Together with the terms favored races and inferior races, this slogan rested on a racist foundation and constituted the ideological basis of the wars and conflicts in the world. People who receive these messages from textbooks in schools and the films they watch see life as a pitiless battleground and regard treating each other as animals as something perfectly normal. Some of those educated in the framework of such ideas turned the 20th century into one of violence. Influenced by Darwinism, they incited war and conflict. The idea of dialectical conflict constituted the so-called basis of the slaughter committed by communist ideologues. During the course of the 20th century, communist terror cost the lives of some 120 million people. The Darwinist nonsense of the struggle for survival between the races and natural selection formed also the basis of Nazism. Adolf Hitler, who believed that only superior races could survive in this alleged world of struggle, drowned millions of people in blood with his fascist terror. Some 55 million people lost their lives in the Second World War, which began due to Nazism's policies of war and occupation. The Nazis, followers of the 21st century, still regard violence as the only way and continue to resort to terrorism. History shows that the idea that man is a kind of animal subconsciously instilled in people by Darwinism has a terribly damaging effect on society. The dreadful acts of terrorism in the present day are a proof of this. Twisted Darwinist slogans that praise violence, support conflict, regard war as a virtue, and maintain that only the strong can succeed must now be consigned to the waste bin of history. The eradication of Darwinism will mean that philosophies that support conflict and violence will lose all their foundations. The most important means of freeing people from the nightmare of terrorism is spiritual education. Societies can achieve permanent peace by means of individuals learning and living by the moral values of the Quran. Apart from that, any other one-sided precautions or rules imposed to regulate the life of society will only be partially effective and will fail to totally eradicate the nightmare of terrorism or other ethical problems. The word Islam is the equivalent of the word peace in Arabic. In the verses of the Quran, people are called to Islamic moral values, a model in which the world will live by compassion, affection, tolerance, and peace. Surat al-Baqarah 208 reads, "You who believe, enter peace, Islam, totally. Do not follow in the footsteps of Satan. He is an outright enemy to you." God reveals that people's peace and security can be ensured by living by the moral values of the Quran. According to the moral values of the Quran, a Muslim must treat all other people, whether Muslims or not, well and with justice, and is responsible for preventing corruption on the earth. Corruption implies all forms of anarchy and terror that take away people's security and peace. As revealed in one verse, God does not love corruption. The killing of an innocent person is one of the worst instances of such corruption. In the Quran, God describes this situation thus: "If someone kills another person, unless it is in retaliation for someone else or for causing corruption on the earth, it is as if he had murdered all mankind. And if anyone gives life to another person, it is as if he had given life to all mankind." Someone who kills, even just one other person, unless it is in retaliation for someone else or for causing corruption on the earth, commits as grave a sin as if he had killed all of mankind. The scale of the crime committed by terrorists with their murders and slaughter is evident. God reveals that this cruel face of terrorism will receive its recompense in the hereafter. There are only grounds against those who wrong people and act as tyrants on the earth without any right to do so. Such people will have a painful punishment. All this goes to show that perpetrating acts of terrorism against innocent people is a complete violation of Islam, and no Muslim can ever do such a thing. On the contrary, Muslims are responsible for stopping those who commit such crimes, eliminating corruption on the earth, and bringing peace and security to all. Islam represents the prevention of and the solution to terror. In the divine book sent down as guides for his servants, God describes a model society based on peace, tolerance, and justice. The divine books revealed before the Quran suffered various distortions, yet they still contain sections compatible with the Quran. In these scriptures, whose names are mentioned in the Quran, the same moral values are commanded, and people are called to love and peace. Some passages from the Old Testament condemning terror and encouraging love and peace read, "Seek good, not evil, that you may live. Then the Lord God Almighty will be with you, just as you say He is. Hate evil, love good. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house." Recommendations from the New Testament for a world filled with peace and love. As with the Old Testament, the New Testament, the Christian holy book, contains many passages forbidding cruelty and corruption. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my friends. I will repay, says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. As we have emphasized throughout this film, unless the necessary measures are taken, violence and terror may continue in the 21st century as they did in the 20th. The intellectual fight against terror must therefore be waged with greater energy and in such a way as to include entire communities. This intellectual struggle against terrorists who draw strength from ignorance and violence will be waged by people who have faith in God and who are affectionate, full of love, forgiving, compassionate, and possessed of a sound conscience. In Surah Hud 116, our Lord reveals, "Why were there not persons possessed of balanced good sense, prohibiting men from mischief on the earth?" Muslims, Jews, and Christians must unite around this issue and wage an intellectual struggle against atheistic ideologies that incite corruption on the earth. They must also show those who commit terrorism in the name of religion that they are on the wrong path. Terrorist ideology is built on rotten foundations, and these can easily be torn down by means of a mass mobilization of education. When the tolerance, peace, and well-being commanded by God prevail on earth, terrorism will finally be consigned to the dark pages of history.